Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All righty, welcome. It is Bowerly, having breathed in quite a bit of smoke. And no, not the kind of smoke you are thinking, loves. I think you know exactly what I mean. And it's good to be with you on this Thursday in Buffalo and Western New York. However, it is a bit of a somber day, because for a whole generation of Western New Yorkers, actually generations, plural, Channel 7's Eyewitness News. Channel 7's Eyewitness News was the television market leader. People from all over the country would look at Irv, Rick, and Tom, and they would try to recreate the chemistry of Irv, Rick, and Tom. Now, Irv, no longer with us for many years. Rick Azar, no longer with us for many years. And now, sadly, Tom Joles has gone on to his eternal broadcasting rest. And for a whole generation of us, I'm going to be 60 in September. And at this point, probably won't have anybody coming to my party. But I'm going to be turning 60 in September. And for a whole generation of us about that age, it wasn't just Tom Joles doing the weather outside. It wasn't just that. Tom Joles was Commander Tom. He was Commander Tom. He had Dust Mop, the puppet. Of course, they also had Promo the Robot, although as I recall, Promo was on, usually was it with Dave Thomas? And I never understood this as a kid, but Promo the Robot was obviously some TV jargon for promotional robot. And somebody said, well, we need to give this gizmo a name. They would have used the word gizmo back then. We need to give this gizmo a name. So what are we going to call it? Well, why not call the promotional robot Promo the Robot? But it was Dust Mop. Hello, Dust Mop. I will break into occasional Tom Joles imitations today because Tim Wenger does want to hear them. And when Tom Joles was alive, I would periodically break into Tom Joles, and I know that Tom Joles enjoyed my imitation of Tom Joles. And Tom Joles was a guest on the radio program that I did back in the 1980s. Actually, so was Irv. I don't know that Rick ever came on because he was the sports guy, and I think I would have felt a little bit out of my element with those individuals. But one of the things that Tom Joles and I talked about back in the 1980s was, Tom, and I forget if this was on air or off air, I think somebody's got a tape of the interview. I think my buddy Chuck at Channel One Media might have a copy of the interview. Where is it, Chuck? But he's putting all my stuff on thumb drives for me. But anyway, I'm paying him. It's not a plug. So anyway, I asked Tom Joles off the air. I said, Tom, it could have been on air. I said, Tom, you have this ability to be loved by everybody. You're in broadcasting. Nobody loves people in broadcasting as much or more than they love you. There's nothing controversial about you. You come off as a hail fellow, well met, as we would have said way back when. You come off like a really great guy. And I'm sure he was a real great guy. He always was every time I would run into him. He didn't really have an answer for that. other than, well, I think it's just a question of my being in people's living rooms every night. And over the years, we kind of developed this relationship over the broadcast airwaves that has grown. And the longer you are around, the more trust you build. And he didn't quite understand the magic that he possessed within himself. And being likable is a quality. Well, the guy you're listening to right now, he sure don't have it. No, I'm not like Tom Joles. I mean, I told you the story about coming out of Dollar General on Worley on Sunday, and I was wearing my Bowerly WBEN t-shirt. The woman looked at it and said, "Oh, God help us all." That was a great feeling. That never would have happened to Tom Joles. If Tom Joles had been wearing a Tom Joles t-shirt, people would have said, "Mr. Joles, you are wonderful. It's so good to see you." Because he was so likable. And I think that is something that, again, may get lost in the final analysis of Tom Joles and his legacy and the legacy of the Channel 7 Eyewitness News team. That's another attempt at Tom Joles. The other one would be, you know, sometimes Irv Weinstein, of course, would ask Tom a question. And Tom would say, "Well, Irv, I don't know." And it was good stuff. And it's not just a question of being, it's not just a question of being likable as an individual. There's also a question in this business of chemistry between people. And you never got the feeling watching Tom, Irv, and Rick that there was any ego involved, that there was any clashing of egos. They seemed like, hey, we are three guys. We really enjoy what we're doing, and we love doing it with each other. And they groomed along the way many amazing broadcasting talents who had worked at Channel 7. Was it John Pauley for a while was investigative reporter. Pollock was there. Whole bunch of people. Judge Wolfgang. She used to do a piece on the noon news, I believe, at Channel 7, The Law and You. And Penny made herself a household name in Western New York, courtesy of Channel 7's Eyewitness News. And the exposure that gave to, well, she was a young lawyer at the time, Penny Wolfgang. Now she's the Honorable Penny Wolfgang. In fact, till the end of time, she will be the Honorary Penny Wolfgang. Think about people like Linda Pellegrino. Linda Pellegrino, and I'm going to tell something here that may get me in trouble and may make Sandy Beach a little bit jealous. I've had a mad crush on Linda Pellegrino, like, forever. Even today, when I run into Linda Pellegrino at the radio station, I get very nervous. I ask myself, do I look okay? Should I have worn these sweatpants to work, or should I have worn the other sweatpants? I just have a mad crush on Linda. But Linda was a huge part of that whole milieu of Channel 7 back in the glory days of Buffalo Broadcasting and Channel 7's Eyewitness News. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Anybody remember that? Of course you do. But the chemistry factor is something that it's indefinable. Many people, like these broadcast consultants, they try to create chemistry where there is no chemistry. And basically, and the same thing with bands, groups, bands. You either have chemistry with the people with whom you are playing, or you don't have chemistry. And over the years, I've been fortunate to work with people with whom there has been really good chemistry. When Bellavia and I did Bowerly and Bellavia, it was a seamless situation because it wasn't an ego thing. I heard David earlier saying we would often argue about the Kennedy assassination. I think we're pretty much on the same page about the Kennedy assassination. But there, you know, there. In fact, if you go back and you listen to last time we did a long show together was the Christmas Day of 2022, and working with David. And I think David would say the same thing about me and you guys who listened. We have a chemistry. We might not be on the air together for years, but instantly, if David is on the show, you're going to feel, you're going to hear the chemistry. It's nothing any consultant or any program director or brand manager can train people how to have. You either have it and you don't. And speaking of chemistry on the news front, and unfortunately, it often involves tragedy when you're dealing with breaking news. But when you hear yours truly on the anchor desk and Tim Wenger out in the field covering breaking news, there is also a chemistry there. And because we have worked together so long and on so many horrible stories and on some good ones along the way, Tim and I on the air have a tremendous chemistry. And part of chemistry, it's like, you ever watch a hockey team? Of course you have. Where guys will just make a blind pass and put it right on the tape without even looking because they know where the other guy is going to be. Well, it's kind of that way when Wenger and I are covering a breaking news story, okay? It's a chemistry situation. I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, Tom, I need to get off of your show, off of this breaking news situation, because I need to talk with people to get you some more facts. And I know when he's thinking that. And again, it's called chemistry. And part of it is experiential. For example, with Tim Wenger and myself, because we've been working together so darn long, it's very easy to work with him, even under the most horrific circumstances. And some chemistry you just have right away, like with David Bellavia. There has always been a chemistry which started from day one with David, which I believe it was when we were covering the anti-NY Safe rally in Albany. And the phone kept going dead because the availability of cell frequencies was being eaten up by the many thousands of people who were there. And David, thanks to Tim Wenger, was a great idea. David was standing by at the radio station when I was in Albany. And I think that's the first long-form show we ever did together. And even that show, you can hear that there was just an instant and automatic chemistry. And the point is not, let me tell you about the people with whom I've had chemistry. I'm trying to explain to you how important chemistry is and genuine chemistry is in the broadcasting world. And one of the reasons for the success of Channel 7's Eyewitness News, one of the reasons for it was the chemistry. And again, it's something you can't define. It's something you cannot coach. It's not something that you can buy. It either is there or it is not there. And sometimes it is something over time which can develop. I think, for example, Tim Wenger and I doing breaking news stories, and we certainly have the Murrow Awards to back up this contention, Tim and I doing breaking news stories, we've always been, I think, very, very good together. But over time, the more we have done it, the better the chemistry has become. And when you think about that long-running anchor team, Irv Weinstein, Rick Azar, Tom Joles, the chemistry between those three was something that is just so indefinable. And you don't see that a lot anymore. Do you ever watch The Five on Fox News Channel? Anybody ever watch that? Okay. Well, look, a lot of you really, really like that show. But I will tell you that, well, obviously I'm working when the show is on live, but as much chemistry as you might see on that particular program, it pales in comparison to the chemistry that was Irv, Rick, and Tom. And Channel 7 got very, very lucky with that particular group of very, very talented broadcasters. And Irv was always the straight-talking, pistol-packing punks, Buffalo Blaze Busters. He was very big on alliteration, okay? Rick Azar was a very factual sports guy. And didn't you love it when Rick Azar would do commentary? And believe it or not, my children, there was a time when if a guy on the news was going to do commentary, it was actually labeled as commentary. And you might remember the day the Sabres sent a whole bunch of real popular players to the Detroit Red Wings. Rick Azar, Jim Schoenfeld came up to Rick Azar in tears because he was no longer going to be a Buffalo Sabre. True story. And Rick Azar went on the air, and of course the commentary word flashed on the screen. And he laid into the Buffalo Sabres management in a way I didn't think was possible on the day of the trade. It was one of those, my mouth is wide open. I'm a kid, but I can't believe Rick was saying exactly what I was thinking, and I think pretty much what every fan of the Buffalo Sabres of that era was thinking. And Tom Joles, who we lost yesterday, the man lived a very long, very happy life. And unfortunately, as with all of us, at some point or another, we all shed this mortal coil and we move on to whatever the next step of our journey happens to be, spiritually, whatever. But we're all going to miss Tom Joles. I mean, we've missed Tom Joles on the air for how many years? But I'm very happy that Tom Joles had a chance to enjoy many years of retirement. And Tom Joles is just, it's so sad. I mentioned, you remember yesterday listening to the show, I said how lucky we are that all of these years later, we still have two of the four Beatles alive. And as long as Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are still alive, part of the Beatles mystique that will be gone when both of those guys die, part of that mystique still lives on in every concert Ringo and Paul do. Even though John Lennon was murdered back in 1980 and George Harrison died of a brain tumor many, many years ago now. It's nice and it's comforting to know that Ringo and Paul are still going strong. Ringo's in his 80s, does jumping jacks on stage. And by the way, my friend Gary Astrich with the Buffalo Beatles connection is Ringo Starr's official drum historian. That is what he does. And he's gotten to know Ringo Starr very, very well. And it's such a heartwarming story when Gary tells it, because here is a guy who got into drum. The entire trajectory of his life changed when he saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that is true for hundreds, if not thousands, of the older musicians here in Western New York. Their whole lives were turned upside down by that. But when we lost Tom Joles yesterday, we lost an irreplaceable part of not just Buffalo broadcast history. I think we lost an essential part of Buffalo. I really do. And as long as there was one guy that was still alive, that era could live on. But then with all of them now no longer being with us, tragically, I feel a little empty today without Tom Joles breathing the air. And, well, maybe not this air, but breathing the air and amongst us, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, along the way of a multi-decades career, and forgive my voice, the smoke finally got to me. I knew it was going to happen, but it is what it is. No problem. We'll get through this just fine. So anyway, over the years, Tom Joles had thousands of interactions with people who would watch him on television and who would encounter him in the real world. Never heard a single bad story about Tom Joles and his interactions with people. And, you know, getting, and I want your phone calls, by the way. What does this mean to you? Because I'm sad today, but I'm also happy that we have a chance to talk about the greatness that was Tom Joles and was that entire Eyewitness News family. And it really was a family. And they had ratings that were like freight trains. They had ratings that were absolutely unbelievably high. And part of that, of course, was the individual talent of each of those men and the collective chemistry that emanated from your television set every night at 6 and every night at 11. And in Tom Joles' case, every afternoon after school. How many of you remember running home to see Commander Tom and Dustmop? Well, I don't know Dustmop. And again, if I break into a Tom Joles impersonation, please understand, Tom loved it when I would do the impersonation of him. Okay, he loved it. So it's not disrespectful. It's quite the opposite. 227 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Your remembrances of Tom Joles. Salubrious, of course, is the word everybody remembers. Was it Tom Joles who brought the weather stick to Buffalo? Hey, don't knock the weather stick. They really work. And you know what else I've been exposed to lately? I won't tell you the context, but dousing. Been watching a lot of videos on dousing. I don't understand how it works, but I know that it works. That's really weird. I know. It's hard to prove it scientifically, but I've seen enough videos and have had enough experiences to say, you know what, there's something to this. Don't know what it is, but there's something to it. Our phone number on WBEN, 803-0930. Maybe you had a close encounter with Tom Joles, and if you did, I'm sure it was a nice one. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN, remembering the greatness of Tom Joles and an entire era of Buffalo broadcasting. It's Bowerly, the guy who began Buffalo's rapid descent in broadcast quality, on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Dan Dale, Josh Schmidt, behind the glass, making the match.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Magic happen, and you on the phones will simply add to the luster of that magic.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late.
That song wasn't even supposed to have been a hit, but it was. And kudos to the guys in High Horse for playing that song. Had a chance to check them out last night at River Grill. And what just an amazing band. Four-piece band, and they absolutely rocked it. And they did a little bit of everything last night, including Undone, which was totally unexpected. And some loudmouth idiot in the crowd yelled out, "Pink Floyd!" And strangely enough, they went and started to play Time and the other one. Anyway, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Your Tom Joles memories. And, you know, we might get something of an older crowd today calling in. Maybe some younger people. I'd like to know all about the younger fans of Tom Joles. I've got so many things to say about this, because Channel 7's Eyewitness News was that good, and Tom Joles was that good. So if you had a close Tom Joles encounter, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to Carolyn in North Tonawanda. Carolyn, first things first, are you feeling the effects of the smoke today?
Actually, in North Tonawanda, when I went out maybe 4 hours ago to do some shopping, I didn't see anything in the air, but I noticed I could smell some smoke. It wasn't too bad, but I wore like a little surgical mask. And then when I got out of Market in the Square, like an hour later, it was fine. So there was a little bit of smoke, but no haze or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling it today. It started yesterday, but today I'm feeling it. But I just want you guys to know I did have an N95 mask on when I was outside today. So I took all necessary precautions to prevent this and got the little inhaler standing by here. In fact, you can hear it too. Here, I just wasted two puffs. Okay, now, Carolyn, you had a close encounter with Tom Joles.
I didn't. Well, okay, I don't know if you'd call it a close encounter, but it's actually a very endearing, fond memory when I was a child. So, of course, I'm one of the older fans, but it was when it was in the 60s when he had his Commander Tom show with Dust Mop, and I used to watch it every day. And that was during the era of the Vietnam War, and my brother was in Vietnam at the time, sergeant in Vietnam. And I remember, I just thought it was special, the tribute that Tom Joles did for the men and women in Vietnam, because he let kids, you could, if I remember right, you could write letters to someone that was in Vietnam or like color pictures and send them in that. And mm-hmm. then he'd read the letters or he'd talk about some of the men and women in Vietnam. But it was a nice little outlet for families and kids. And I remember him to this day. It was just so special because my brother was in Vietnam. So that's how I'm remembering him today.
You know, I don't know if does anybody else remember that, because I personally have no recollection of that whatsoever. Was that during the weather outside, which we need to talk about? The weather outside, or was that during?
No, there was a show. There was a show in the morning, and I don't. I'm not connecting it with the weather, because it was a long time ago. I'm 62 years old, so thank God. But anyway, but I remember he actually had with Dust Mop, they would do this, and they'd show the drawings that the kids made for the people, the guys in Vietnam and everything. And like I said, you could write notes to them. I don't know if Channel 7 mailed them out there or whatever, but I just remember it because it touched my heart, my brother being in Vietnam and that. So.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, I hope I'm not treading onto sensitive ground here, but did your brother make it back okay?
Praise God, he made it back. He's going to be 82 in August. His name is Sonny, and he was a sergeant, and he got a Purple Heart.
You want to give his last name?
Okay, Sabia. I'm very proud of him.
Spell it.
And I'm also Sabia. Sabia.
Spell, please.
Oh, S-A-B-I-A. He's Italian, like me.
Gotcha. Well, I'm very big with Italians, Sicilians. I don't know. We have a bond. It's really strange.
Well, that's
I'm
good.
I'm part of the family.
You
so,
are. You're
well,
Goomba.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I'm an honorary Goomba. You got to get that straight.
Right.
I don't want to dress in borrowed robes. You know, that is such a great Tom Joles story. And I'm too young. I don't get to say this very often, but, you know, I'm too young to remember that. Letters. I don't remember Tom Joles being in the morning. I remember Dave Thomas and Rocket Ship 7. That was a must-do. And every morning, it was hot chocolate breakfast for me. Yes, the breakfast of champions, hot chocolate, while watching Rocket Ship 7. And
I remember
Well, you remember Dave Thomas, of course, and then Tom Joles, I remember as Commander Tom in the afternoon, and then he's kind of like Alan Harris. He worked all the time. I mean, he did the Commander Tom show, then he got out of his red suit, and he did the weather outside, which was very innovative for its time. Think about that. The weather outside. It's such a no-brainer concept, but I'm not sure who came up with the idea, if it was Phil Buth or somebody within the Buffalo Market, but maybe somebody will call in with information on that. Maybe somebody, and we do have various broadcast historians in the area, people like John Zach and Steve Cishan, Chuck Eckert, I mentioned him before, from Channel 1 Media. Maybe they could elaborate on the weather outside, or I can look it up during one of the breaks. But, you know, that's such a heart-touching story. It really is. And, you know, Carolyn, your brother could obviously address this better than you or I, but people forget that the men and women who came home from Vietnam faced hell. They were jeered in airports. Baby killers! They had things thrown at them in airports. They might have been drafted for a two-year hitch, but they were abused mercilessly. And I know in this era, Carolyn, it's very easy for people to forget how tough it was for the Vietnam veterans to come home, but it was hell. And it wasn't made any easier, I suppose, by the lack of decompressing time, because you weren't hopping on a troop ship, generally speaking, and taking days to get home and a little chance to decompress. You'd hop on a flight, and a few hours later, you're back stateside. So that's like, you know, from jungle to urban jungle, just like that. And I hope your brother did not experience that. And then, and I know David Bellavia has talked about this at great length, and David can certainly talk about it with greater expertise than can I, because you know, he's only won the Congressional Medal of Honor. But talking about the idea that for so long, the Vietnam veteran was the subject and object of very negative and unfair publicity. God forbid a Vietnam veteran commits a crime. It's the Vietnam veteran who committed the crime, not the person himself or herself who committed the crime.
Mm-hmm. Like, and look at how... Yeah, not to go on to another tangent, I don't mean to, but what happened either was last Monday or the Monday before in Hamburg, what happened to that Vietnam War veteran who was just trying to voice his view, but it's just, I don't like the way he was treated. I know there's two sides to his story, but we're going off into a tangent, but anyway, it's serious, you know.
No, I agree. Well, the VFW, they've got a protest planned Saturday in Hamburg to address that situation. And I wish that I had more access to video. I wish I had access to eyewitness statements, because I would like to know exactly what happened. But, you know, it's never, let's just say this much, it's never a good look for a public official to insist that somebody face serious charges for something that obviously wasn't serious enough for the police to really consider the upgrade charges. In other words, you know, we talked earlier this week about felonies, misdemeanors, and violations, and this was a violation level of harassment. But if this guy has a pistol permit, that could actually affect his right to own weapons.
And that's a shame. And I heard the other side from a friend of his that was on David Bellavia's show, and I believe her that he just wanted an answer from whoever, Randy Hoke and that, and maybe Randy Hoke was a little oversensitive. So we don't know the whole story, but I tend to lean more towards the veteran on this one. So,
well, I like anyway. To get, you know what, I like to get as much information as I possibly can, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but sometimes doing what I do for a living, sometimes there are things written that aren't quite true, or they paint things in a certain light that really weren't there. And and you know, once something is printed in a newspaper, it never goes away. Ever. It's always there.
It's a shame. Thank you for listening to my story. I may stand corrected. Maybe Commander Tom was on in the afternoon. Anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate all your commentaries and your help to us on the radio.
Well, my dear, I can only promise you mediocrity every day. Do not expect anything more. Well, no, mediocre I can do every day. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Okay, we need to have this mystery solved. Now, if it was in the morning, see, if Tom Joles was ever on in the morning on a regular basis, I don't remember that. To me, mornings was Dave Thomas, Rocket Ship 7. That was the morning lineup. See, Channel 7 was on in the house pretty much all day. But then along came Channel 29. How many of you remember Ultraman? Anybody an Ultraman fan? Oh, used to love Ultraman. But then again, do you remember, I'm pretty sure that Tom Joles played this on the Commander Tom show in the afternoons. Does anybody remember? You have to remember this. The original Batman with Adam West. thankfully brought back to life by Seth MacFarlane in Family Guy as Mayor Adam West, but it was a very campy show, very much ahead of its time, and celebrities used to vie to get a cameo shot on Batman. When they were climbing up an apartment building wall, for example, there'd be celebrities in every window, and it was kind of like a badge of honor, like being on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In back in the day. And again, I'm 59, okay, soon to be 60, having a party that nobody's probably going to attend at this point. But at this point, we're talking about Tom Joles. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your Tom Joles memories, okay? Tom Joles died yesterday, 89 years old. The man, an absolute legend in this business. And believe me, those guys at Channel 7, they made out very well at the end of Cap City's run in Buffalo, New York. Irv Weinstein, I believe it was, when he was inducted into the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame, believe the quote was, "I want to thank Phil Buth because he made me a millionaire." And I was like, wow. And that's back when $1 million was actually a little bit of money. Now it's just pocket change, right? Now you got to be a billionaire. I'm sorry, you have to be a multi-billionaire now to cut any ice anywhere. But back then, $1 million was $1 million. It was one of the early episodes or early evenings of the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame. Your memories, your close encounters with Tom Joles. How many of you ran into Tom Joles out and about? Because my experience is Tom Joles was a great guy on the air. He seemed like a great guy and was a great guy every time I ran into him off the air. Pretty sure I met Rick Azar along the way, but absolutely ran into Irv Weinstein an awful lot. And Irv, at one point, somebody in the newspaper was giving me some heat. Their radio critic at the time, was it Anthony Violante, I believe. And Irv said, "Hey, Tom, Bowerly, don't worry about it. If they're talking about you, that's a good thing. Doesn't matter what they say. If they're talking about you, it's okay." And he made me feel so much better. And the funny thing is, and I see so many memories, I hope they're flooding back to you as they're flooding back to me. But I've told this story once, I think, on the air. But my dad looked very much like Irv Weinstein, okay? Except my dad was a little bit taller than Irv, who was quite, shall we say, vertically challenged. Certainly relate to that. But my dad looked like Irv Weinstein. Same haircut, same color hair, same basic facial structure, okay? If you were an archaeologist doing facial reconstruction, it'd be hard to tell the difference between my dad and Irv Weinstein. So anyway, Irv Weinstein, as many of you know, used to love going to chefs. Chicken parm, I think, was Irv's all-time favorite food. So here he is, okay, the king of all media in Buffalo, Irv Weinstein. He's at Chef's Restaurant. He's enjoying his spaghetti parm. And some guys who had known my dad walk up to him and say, "Hey, Dick," because my dad's name was Dick. Like, my brother's name is Dick. We have a lot of Dicks in the family. And they walked up to him and said, "Hey, Dick." And Irv said, I think you've got me mistaken with somebody else." And these guys, maybe they'd had a few pops, I don't know. But these guys were, "Hey, how come you're not talking to us, Dick? You're Dick Bowerly." And finally, after being very, very patient for a long time, Irv, I don't think he snapped, but he said, "I'm not whoever this guy is. I'm Irv Weinstein from Channel 7. And I don't think the guys believed him. I really don't. And I've often thought to myself, can you imagine being Irv Weinstein, universally known in Western New York, not to mention Southern Ontario and Toronto and points beyond, and everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are, except these guys at Chef's Restaurant who mistook you, Irv Weinstein, for a lowly purchasing agent at Higgins Erectors and Haulers. One of my favorite stories. But getting back to Tom Joles, and again, I think all of us, did we not all have a close encounter with Tom Joles? You know, one of the guys I hope calls in today is Tom Langmire. Now, Tom Langmire and I basically broke into the business together. He was a year or so ahead of me. But I think Tom Langmire actually grew up down the street from Tom Joles, as I recall, and had a lot of great and very, very nice Tom Joles stories. So, Tom Langmire, if you're listening today, I think that you can add a unique perspective to this commemorative edition of the Bowerly program. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What made Tom Joles so awesome? What made Channel 7's Eyewitness News? What made Channel 7 as incredible as it was? What made it that way? By the way, Marty Biniash, Marty's another local Buffalo broadcast historian guy. Marty, if you want to call in, you know, after the news at 3 o'clock, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from Tom Langmire, absolutely, positively. And you know, something else before I tell my Tom Joles story, probably in the next hour, I do want to thank Brian Culpa, the supervisor of the town of Amherst. Now, I do not betray the sanctity of private communication. Don't do it. But had a very nice phone call last night with Brian Culpa, the supervisor of Amherst, regarding the air quality in Amherst and what it was supposed to be like today. And I just want to thank Brian Culpa for reaching out to me and for reaching out to Tom Puckett during the Buffalo's evening news from 6 until 7. Brian was on at about 6:52 yesterday evening to announce what Amherst was going to be doing in light of the air quality situation in Amherst. And, you know, I think basically if I was supervisor, I would have done exactly what Brian Culpa and Mayor Brown and many of the other executives around Western New York have done. When it comes to kids, look, I don't think you can be too careful with children. And I think that outdoor activities for kids should have been canceled. Now, grown-ups, I think no matter what you tell a grown-up to do, especially in the post-pandemic era, you're going to get fight back. You're going to get splash back from business owners. You're going to get fight back from people who enjoy doing things outside on a Thursday night. What Brian Culpa did, absolutely, positively, 100%, I would have done the same thing as Brian. And I just thank Brian for reaching out to News Radio 930 WBEN. I can confess now that when he sent his initial text, I was naked in the shower. So that's probably too much information. It's 2:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly Loves, and we're talking about Eyewitness News, Tom Joles, Irv, Rick, Tom, the whole crew. That was a special time in Buffalo broadcasting. And how many of you, when they were at their zenith of broadcasting power, how many of you had the conscious thought, appreciate these guys now because they're not going to be around forever? At some point, they will retire or something bad is going to happen. So enjoy it while you've got it. And believe it or not, as a young boy and then as a young man growing up in Buffalo and Western New York, I consciously had that thought. These guys are so good, and they are going to be so sorely missed when they are gone. So appreciate it now. And the same thought exactly about John Otto, except little did I know at the time when I was thinking those thoughts that I would end up taking over John Otto's job when he went to another radio station from WGR. So anyway, I hope we hear from Tom Langmire, local broadcast legend. I hope we hear from Marty Biniash, who studies broadcasting. These guys know a lot more about the history of Buffalo broadcasting than do I. John Zach, also very much into Buffalo's history, broadcasting-wise, but your thoughts, your memories of Tom Joles and that very special time in Buffalo broadcasting. I know David took calls on this earlier. I want to continue that because, frankly, I think it's the least we can do for the memory of Tom Joles. Just a very, very likable human being on the air and off the air. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.